Since I was part of the writing, the drafting team, I would talk a bit on that, make some comments. When the document was being written, we were looking at it in a general sense. However, we tried writing a document that if you're doing reasons, dried reasons, if you're doing reasons, then you can do, you cut the bunch and you put it in the field to dry, or you leave it on the vine to dry. You clip it and you leave it there to dry. So the drying, the harvesting and the drying practice has to reflect the product characteristics. And maybe this is what the text is not capturing properly. We have to, and that is where your comments are very important. Tells us that we have to, this is the first draft, and you have to take a deeper look at it and revise it to make sure that the drying of the text will reflect the drying of grapes into raisins and the drying of tomatoes, dried tomatoes, two different products, but they're dried differently, sometimes differently, and different practices. Grapes are either vine dried or put on trees or plastic bag, paper bags in the field, paper trees to dry in the rows. Tomatoes are either tunnel dried or solar dried, cut and solar dried or tunnel dried. But the text has to reflect for either party, the person who does tomatoes or the person who does dried grapes, the text has to reflect their practice. So the person who does almonds and walnuts and peanuts, that text has to reflect, has to be written in a way that allows reflection of the different industry, sectors of the dry fruit and nut industry. So again, thanks for your observation, and it will definitely be taken on board.